Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Really happy that New England is starting to get into the bizarre news racket.
Yeah, they are.
It used to be just Florida, but New England is stepping up.
They're a distant second, but they're second.
Yeah, I'm happy about this, man, because you know, and I know there are crazy people where I come from.
I would have never guessed.
Yeah. I know I'm not a fair representation, no. But believe me, there really are other, you know, really crazy people in New England. Got this woman from Providence, Rhode Island. She appeared before a judge because, well, she was disputing a parking ticket that she'd received. The issue was that she had parked in an area that's a no-parking zone from 8 to 10 p.m. And the woman had parked there at 9:59 and get out of the car when the clock said, you know, the dashboard clock said 10 p.m.
Okay.
The parking enforcement officer ended up writing this woman a parking ticket and stamped the date time at 9:59:58.
Oh, what a douche.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. Like, if I come back to work, I don't feel like parking a few blocks away where the parking garage is, so I'll just park outside, but I'll just sit out there at, like, 5:58, and I'm like, 6 p.m., it's free.
It's free.
And I'll wait till that last second, and I'll walk. I would lose my mind if all of a sudden one of those parking enforcement officials walks up and is like, oh, I'm giving you a ticket.
Yeah, you were there. I saw you there before then.
You might as well just slap me in the face with your ding-a-ling at that point.
Oh, wow, I didn't know you.
So really? Disrespectful.
Wow.
That's like the lowest of low.
Wow. That's like a slap in the face with a ding-a-ling.
Not with a glove.
Okay, a ding-a-ling.
With the ding-a-ling.
All right.
Grabbing my ding-ding.
Yeah, all right, it's a little ding-ding action. Well, the woman, she disputed the ticket, and rightly so. She was in front of a judge, and the judge handled the infraction pretty cool.
One ticket on Cushing Street, no parking, 8 to 10.
Correct.
Now, you were there at... Oh, no.
Not the one. I literally pulled up at 9:58.
Ticket was issued at 9:59. 9:59:58, and you can't park there until 10 o'clock. And you violated the city ordinances. And our parking enforcement officers are second to none in the country. So what do you want to tell me about this? Wrong path in life.
My car clock said 10.
Oh, now you're blaming the car clock. Inspector Quinn, what does justice demand in this case? Is this jail?
10 o'clock means 10 o'clock, Judge.
10 o'clock.
My father taught me that growing up.
Yeah. I think 9:59 is close enough to 10. Matter's dismissed.
Thank you.
Park the car.
I love that guy. Yeah, I love that guy. I love the accent. There you go.
I know they have a job to do, but I don't know if I could ever be a parking enforcement official. I feel like nobody likes you. Not even like your coworkers. I mean, I've seen it before when I was working in at a snack shop in Brooklyn. Like, the police officers would constantly chirp at the parking enforcement officials as they were writing tickets, like making fun of them. And I'm like, aren't you guys on the same team? And they're like, F those guys.
Yeah, it's like a kicker on the football team.
Yeah, yeah, worse.
Yeah, it is worse because at least the kicker, every once in a while, everyone celebrates him.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's like such disdain for, and when you got idiots like that, 9:59:58, come on, guy.
Yeah.
You got nothing better to do?
The only thing I can think of is, was he mad? Does he have a quota? I mean, you just never know, but it does seem very petty.
Super.
by 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
I mean, at least
love
don't,
that judge,
at least,
though.
At least write 959. Don't put the 58, you jerk.
Oh, you got to put the 58. I mean, you really want to. I think he wanted to piss her off.
Or is it like one of those computerized ones that, like, as soon as you enter it, that's.
Oh, that's an interesting. Well, even still, though, it was computerized and her clock said 10. Then I'm suspicious of the bond for the traffic break. Because I would have waited until 10:01. That's me. See, that's the thing you do.
Sit in the car until 10:01.
Then you know, all right, it's got to be, you got to be 10 o'clock now, man.
But maybe she had to be somewhere right at 10.
I hadn't thought about that.
But you're right, dude. That the judge was great.
Yeah, judge was fantastic. Love that.
And then whoever that guy was is cracking jokes.
Yeah, I know. That guy goes, well, my father told me 10 o'clock was 10 o'clock. Yeah, it's like him and his sidekick. And, you know, it's just like, you know, doing a little thing. What do you think there, Rusty?
Why don't they hire them to be like the new people's court?
I think that's a great idea.
They're great together.
You're absolutely right. And you know something? If this keeps spreading virally,
you're right.
Very well could be he's the new guy.
I wouldn't be surprised if this turns into something for him. If you're right and it does spread like wildfire.
We have the best second to none traffic enforcement officials.
One text here says, have you seen that show Parking Wars? It's about parking enforcement. I've seen a couple of episodes. I think it's based in Philadelphia, if I remember correctly.
Oh, I don't know this show.
Bro, I mean, it just shows how much people hate parking enforcement officials. Like, I mean, people cursing them out. Even people who aren't involved in the ticket, as they're like walking by, they see like the meter maid and they're like, hey, F you.
Damn.
Wow.
They must know that they have no power. It's like, you know, like a security guard, you go, ah, you know what, you can wear the fancy uniform. I know you got no power.
But imagine it's a, you know, probably a decent gig as far as pay-wise and job security.
Oh, but like,
But then you got to trade off the fact that you are America's most hated individual.
That's true. You're right. I mean, really, it's like, you know, you're a live social network. Everybody gets to troll you and in real time.
And all they're doing is their job. They're just making sure that you're following parking laws. Like, but for some reason, we all hate them because of it.
We really do. You're absolutely right. It's I hadn't thought about that. They're the original trolled person before the internet.
Yes.
They were the ones that knew what Twitter and social networking and trolling was all about. They were like, oh, you think that's nothing. I've been living this.
How do you go home and I hope they don't drug test. You got to let those people just go home and smoke a ton of weed.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get their mind off of the fact that they've just been yelled at for 8 hours.
In Washington State and in Colorado, I bet for a fact that they are all just buzzed as soon as they hit the door. Their house is just infused with marijuana. They walk in and just get the contact high because they need it.
That should be part of the deal. Like, you know, obviously the officers, they confiscate drugs and stuff like that. And then the parking officers, as they finish their day, they check out, they clock out. And then whoever's at the front desk hands them a joint and says, thank you, and I'm sorry you had to put up with this today.
Yeah, man. Here's a whole bunch of edibles. What do you want? You want brownies? You want cookies? You want a danky? What do you want? You know?
You want them all?
You got them all, buddy. You deserve it. Writing tickets all day.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And you can head to KISW.com if you want to vote in the Seattle Rumble, man.
No, man, today is a very exciting day. More votes, BJ. I'm pumped. It's the Baker region.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we got legendary Seattle musicians and bands competing for glory leading up to our annual Seattle Rock Day. And like Steve said, it's the Baker region vote. So who do we got? Nirvana, Candlebox. Sir Mix-a-Lot's in there, too, man.
My Anaconda just voted for Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Nice. I didn't know your Anaconda could vote.
I got a little in the middle, and I got much better.
And I think the trees are screaming when they heard that one. Yeah, screaming trees are in there, too. You can vote for a lot, folks. I mean, it's really awesome. And even better, you could win a trip to Carolina Rebellion featuring Soundgarden, courtesy of Warner Brothers and Capitol Records. It's the Seattle Rumble. You want more info? You know where to go. KISW.com. Thrillist.com just worked out some worked with some dietitians as they tried to figure out the least healthy item at every fast food chain.
Oh boy.
And the winners are based on calories, fat, salt, protein, and the ingredients.
I'm worried that these are going to be my favorite items on all these fast food chains.
I know, man. You're absolutely right. All those words that are supposedly bad for you, I love all that stuff. Fat, salt, protein. I love all that.
Yep. All right, so what are they?
All right, so Taco Bell, the least healthy, according to these guys at Thrillist, the least healthy is the Double Dilla, which is a quesadilla. The Double Dilla, quesadilla with a ton of chicken and cheese. It's got 850 calories, 41 grams of fat, and 2,020 milligrams of sodium.
That's bad for you?
Some people say that between 1,500 and 2,000 is what you're supposed to have the entire day of sodium.
All right, I never had that. I always go with the soft taco supreme, but yeah. I don't get one. I get the 3-pack, and then I get one hard taco supreme just to kind of, you know, cleanse the palate.
So you have 4 tacos?
Yes.
That's probably not unhealthy, right?
Probably close to the double D.
Oh, but they're small.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. All right, how about Burger King, the Bacon King sandwich, which I've had.
Oh, I never, is that like their Big Mac, or is it?
Well, it's got bacon on it, though. That's the thing. I don't think there's any bacon.
You know, they have
on
like
Big
a
Macs.
Version, like they have their own kind of version.
Yeah, it's a great bacon sandwich. But you know what? Compared to the Double Dia, it's only about 1,040 calories. Does have 69 grams of fat.
That looks amazing.
Yeah.
A few patties.
And the Bacon King is more like the quarter pounder, really. I'm told.
Looks like a double quarter pounder.
I remember I liked it. It has 1,900 milligrams of sodium, so it still is not as bad as the Double Dia. All right, here's Wendy's Dave's Triple. That is about 1,070 calories and 30 grams of saturated fat. Doesn't give us the sodium on the Dave's Triple.
See, I usually go with the double Baconator because, you know, I'm trying to look after my weight. It used to be the Triple, but now I've knocked it down one.
Now, if you're Mickey D's, let me tell you something. You are proud of this because if this is the worst item on your menu, you are basically beating everybody else. Because the worst item on McDonald's menu is the double quarter pounder with cheese.
Oh, that's the best.
But it's still less calories than all the other stuff we talked about, only 770. It is less fat than everything else we've been talking about. Well, it's got four more grams of fat than the Double Dia, 45. But the sodium is 1,310 milligrams of sodium.
That's weird because I always, like, my favorite, obviously, I think a lot of people, the Big Mac's like the gold standard of McDonald's.
Yes.
But I always thought that was like the most unhealthy of them all because of the extra layer of bread. So I'll be like, sometimes I'll be like, you know what? Maybe I should not eat that much. I'll get the double quarter pounder with cheese.
There you go.
Thinking that, of course, I couldn't do the single quarter pounder because that's just not enough meat for my mouth.
Of course not.
But not realizing that, because that was my go-to, was a double quarter. Like, I would, on average, eat that one more than anything else. No wonder why I ballooned up to 280, 275 pounds at one point.
Yeah, but it's all so good.
It's delicious.
So damn good. KFC's got their two-piece extra crispy chicken breast. That's 780 calories, 47 grams of fat, and 1750 milligrams in sodium. And then let's go to Panda Express.
Oh, Panda Express.
So good, too. You know what? I know.
And I haven't had Panda Express in a while.
But Panda Express, actually, they win. Their chow mein is the worst thing on the menu for you. But still, it's only 510 calories, which is not bad. It's hard to find an item that you buy for lunch or dinner that's less than 510 calories. You can find it, but I mean,
but understand, though, the chow mein is a side dish.
Oh, never mind. It's got 22 grams of fat and 980 milligrams of sodium. It is a side dish, but it has more salt than any other thing on the menu.
That's like saying, I'm eating healthier. Yeah. I had French fries. That's it.
Yeah, there you go. If you only have the side dish at Panda Express, you're good. Oh, Panda Express is also so good. See, they named all the places that are so tasty and so good.
The Bacon King is delish. I told my cardiologist that same thing.
Yeah, so damn good. I got the top seven things that make us get burned out at work.
Okay.
All right. Number one thing, what do you think? I mean, Jesus, I mean,
money.
Yeah, but I have to say, I wonder if millennials, and you know, I know nobody likes to be just lumped into a category, but I feel like a lot of millennials, money is not as big of an issue as it was for my generation. Like they want to work in a place that's cool, and you know, not, you know, money isn't what's going to drive them. I feel like they've decided, if I don't have to chase after the carrot, my life will be better. So that if they pull the carrot away, I'm not caring because I wasn't chasing after it in the first place.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. So, but I mean, for you, for me, you know, our generations, I think we were told, hey, listen, we got to get money because otherwise your life's going to be miserable.
I think workplace conditions is more frustrating than money.
And that's what a lot of younger folks want, better workplace conditions.
Like computers that will work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And you know what? That's when you go to type A. I've seen you go from type B to type A when your
because
stuff doesn't work.
Because that affects stuff.
It's reasonable. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm with you.
When something typically works just fine, but then for some reason at a certain point in the day, it just slows down to dial-up speed.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, geez, I could be done in like 10 minutes, but now it's taking me 2 hours.
It's why, you know, it's funny because people go, hey, what time do you leave the building every day? I go, I get right the hell out. And we're always at the conventions. They go, well, you know, nowadays you got to do stuff. You should stay in the building. And I always answer, I go, you don't understand. The building doesn't have what I need to do my job. And they go, what do you mean? I go, look, I'm not putting my company down.
A Wi-Fi that works.
Yeah. I'm not putting my company down. It's tough to get what I want. It's just like with my cable provider, you know, and I went to Xfinity. I said, look, I am going to be a weird kind of guy. I want you to know what I'm doing.
I'm sure you refer to yourself as type A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I have this, you know, one of the good folks from Xfinity, they laugh about me because I need to be able to record 20 shows at one time.
Right.
And they looked at me and they go, what? I mean, and they have a great system with the Xfinity X1. It will record as many shows as any normal human being needs at one time.
Right,
as
a type B person, yeah. I've never had too many shows on my Xfinity where I'm like, man, I need more. I'm mad.
And I told them, I said, I need to be able to record 20 shows at one time. I said, what are you talking? I go, look, you guys don't got to do that. I know what to do. I've learned how to be able to do what I need to do. And that's what I do at home. I've set up a system where I could work at home. So as soon as this microphone turns off, I get the hell out of here so I can do my work and not, like you say, be frustrated by stuff that doesn't work.
And then all of a sudden, all the party favors come out.
For everybody.
It's a celebration.
I leave. It's a party.
We eat food. Chicken wings.
It's fantastic. Another thing that pisses people off, burn us out of work, too much overtime, or after hours work. Yeah, it does.
Especially, I think, for people that might, like, I think if you're getting paid and compensated for the overtime, then people are like, okay, I'm making extra money, I can tolerate this.
But you salary people.
There's a lot of people who are salaried, and I mean, I understand that you hope it evens out, that maybe you can leave early on some days and then stay late on other days, and it all kind of evens out. But I feel like a lot of people I talk to that are salaried, that's their biggest complaint, is that they're working way more, and it's like they're being taken advantage of because they're quote-unquote salaried, and they get the benefits, and it's like, oh, because of that, I should have to work more?
Dude, there was a time when I was a full-time worker. I wasn't salaried, and they told me, it was at a supermarket, you know, 100 years ago. They said, punch out and come back and keep working because they didn't want to pay me overtime.
Right, right.
But if I said I wanted to go home when my shift was over, they said, you're a horrible employee. I was dumbfounded, and I was making minimum wage. I'm like, are you serious? This is how I have to get ahead in this stupid supermarket? And I, my mouth got me in trouble. I said, I could be like this idiot who basically he gets to stack the end displays instead of the dog food aisle. That's what I'm working towards. They looked at me. I said, you guys are idiots. There's nothing to this stupid job you're doing, and you're telling me the way to get ahead is basically to work for free for you half a morons just so I can wear a jacket instead of an apron and look at me, I get to put toilet paper on the end display. That's what I'm working towards.
Did they give you the employee of the month parking spot after that?
No, they got in trouble.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, they were
surprised by that.
I wasn't long for the business.
No, really, that's very odd.
That's what they used to ask you to do. Punch out and stay. I wasn't even salary. It's like, you gotta be kidding me.
DJ and Migs mornings on The Rock 99.9 KISW.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.